The Gemara and Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph now goes on to discuss some of the details that we mentioned in the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Beis, we mentioned the Kinyanim that you can do in order to acquire an Eved Kanani. But then the Mishnah goes on to discuss how exactly does an Eved Kanani release himself from slavery. How is he kone himself back? So the Mishnah says there's one of two ways that he can do that, either using kesef or using shtar. However, there's just a little machlokas between Rameir and the Chachamim, how exactly that's done. So according to Rameir, we said that the kesef is done al yidei acher. The shtar is done al yidei atzmo. And what that means is, based on the way that Rashi and the Mishnah explained, Rameir, was that if you're doing kesef aydechem, what that means is that the somebody else has to give money to the master on condition that the slave is supposed to go free. The slave himself can't be the one to receive the money, even if somebody else were to stipulate that he doesn't want the master to have any control over this money. It does make a difference because ein kin le'eved v'lo rabbo. Now the Gemara is going to go through a little bit better shitas Rameir and shitas Chachamim. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, how are we going to understand this line of Rameir? When Rameir says that kesef is aydei acherim, does that mean kesef is a way of the Eved releasing himself from slavery, and that's only Aydei Acherim and not Aydei Atzmo? And when Rameir says that you can use a shtar is Aydei Atzmo, is that shtar only Aydei Atzmo and not Aydei Acherim, or is that Kesef can be done Aydei Acherim, but also could be done Aydei Atzmo, and shtar can be done Aydei Atzmo, but it can also be done Aydei Acherim? So the Gemara makes a very simple diak. The Gemara says, from the fact that the Mishnah said that kesef can be done ayidei acherim, it sounds like it's specifically ayidei acherim and not ayidei atzmo. The kesef used for the Eved to acquire himself back, to release himself, cannot operate through the Eved himself. It has to be done through others. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, I don't understand. If he's unaware of what's going on, then clearly, nothing would make any sense for it. We know that Rameir holds that freedom for an Eved Kanani is considered a chov. It's considered something adverse for the Eved Kanani. As Rashi explains, based on the Gemara and Gittin, that freedom for an Eved is a bad thing, because number one, if the Eved belongs to the Kohen, so now upon his freedom he no longer is able to eat Shema. And if the Eved belongs to a Yisrael, well now he is no longer able to be together with Shvachos. So, according to a mayor, an Eved going free is a bad thing. And therefore, freedom, in order for an Eved to be going free, it has to be that he's being consulted with. Because if he's not being consulted with, it's not going to work, because ein chavon la'adam shel ela b'fanav. Zachon la'adam shel lo b'fanav, ein chavon lo ela b'fanav. So, therefore, it must be that the Mishnah is discussing that when we say that kesef can be used in order to free the Eved, if it's Aydei Acherim, it must be that the Eved is aware of what's going on, that he was at least consulted with before the Acherim are going to be doing that. So then what's going on over here? The kesef is only able to be done, this kesef in order to free the Eved can be done only Aydei Acherim, not Aydei Atzmo. Well, why not? What's the reason that the kesef, that the release cannot be done through the Eved? Must be the Eved can't be the one to receive the kesef, because ein kinyan le'eved below rabo. The Eved is a pocket of the master, and so by giving the kesef to the Eved, that's no better than just putting money directly into the pocket of the master. And so this wouldn't help for freeing the Eved. So Gemara says, okay, so that would be part one of Rameir's statement, where Rameir said that an Eved can be kone himself using kesef ayidei acherim. But what about the second half of Rameir's statement, where Rameir says that an Eved can free himself, can release himself from slavery, b'shtar ayidei atzmo? So what does that mean? So now, presumably what that means is that he would use a shtar to free himself, and this shtar can be processed only through himself, not through others. Just like in the ratio, we said that the first part of the statement is that you can use kesef aydechem and not aydei atzmo. The kesef release cannot be processed through the Eved himself, because ein kin le'eved below rabo. So similarly, when the Mishnah goes on to say shtar aydei atzmo, that means shtar can be processed only through himself and not through others. So the question is, well, we already know that it has to be midaito if a release if the Eved is being freed over here, it has to be that he's aware of what's going on, because we already know that Rameir holds that the freedom for a slave is a bad thing, and we know that Zach Ladim Shlo Bafanav, but Ein Chavin Lo Ela Bafanav. Well, if that's the case, then why can't this be accomplished through others? Why does it have to be processed specifically through the Eved himself? If he's aware of what's going on, then there shouldn't be any problem. So the Gemara says, well, clearly, though, if it is to be processed only through himself, what we are assuming is that if it can be processed through himself, how is that possible? He doesn't have a yad yet. He's nothing more than a pocket for the master. But the answer must be that he attains his yad at the same time that the freedom is processed. And so we say, Gito v'yado b'im ke'echa. And that's the way that it works. But if that's the case that you're telling me now, so then the freedom is being processed ayde atzmo, and there's no reason that it shouldn't be able to work through others. And so when the Mishnah says ayde atzmo, shtar ayde atzmo, it doesn't mean only ayde atzmo, it means even ayde atzmo, but certainly a shtar can be processed through acherim as well. The problem with saying that is that the Braisa indicates otherwise. It's a Braisa that in which Rameir's opinion is pretty much explicit, where he says that a shtar can be processed only ayde atzmo and not ayde acher. And so the question then becomes, why is it exactly that that should be? Why should it be that the shtar can be processed only ayde atzmo and not ayde acher, certainly if the Eved is aware of what's going on? So there are two explanations given in the Hemshech of the Gemara. The first one is Abaye, the second is Rava. Abaye explains that really we thought that the Eved had to have been aware of what's going on, that he had to have been consulted with about his freedom, and that's how it's possible for Kesef to be processed al yidei acherim, and therefore we said it had to be that he was aware, because Zachan Ladim Shalom Bafanav Ve'in Chavan Lo El Bafanav, we know that freedom for an Eved according to a mayor is a bad thing. But Abaye says no, really he doesn't have to be aware of what's going on. But then the big question is, well, then I don't understand. I thought we said that freedom for an Eved is a bad thing, in which case, how could it be that Kesef can be done al yidei acherim if the Eved isn't aware of what's going on? So Abaye explains, well, no, Kesef is a little bit different, because we know that the whole kinyan of the Eved in the first place, when the master was able to be kona the Eved, he was able to be kona in bal karcho. And so if the Eved is able to be acquired by a kalcho, then there's no reason that he should have to be consulted when being released. That the Eved can easily be released by the master, bal karcho. He doesn't have to be consulted. So the question, of course, then is, well, I don't understand. If you're telling me that Kesef can be used to acquire the Eved bal karcho, and that's why Kesef can be used to free the Eved bal karcho, so what about Shtar? Shtar also, we know that you can use shtar to acquire an Eved, so why can't you use shtar to forcibly release the Eved? So the Gemara explains, well, actually, no. Shtar and Kesef are very different. The nature of the Kesef is totally different from a shtar, and that's why Kesef is something that, while it can be used, if it can be used to acquire an Eved, it can be used to release an Eved, but shtar works totally different. The shtar that we would use in order to acquire Eved is totally different than a shtar being used to release the Eved, and so you can't compare the other, and that's why, according to Meir, Kesef can be done only ad yacherim, but is not done ayidei atzmo. Now, Rava goes on to explain, and he says, actually, I'll tell you why the rules for Shtar and Kesef are a little bit different. For Kesef, what is it about Kesef, the process? Is the fact that the master receives the money, that's what triggers the release. In other words, the master receives this Kesef for the purpose of freeing the slave. It's not the other people who are facilitating this. It's true they're handing over the money, but the chov is not being processed through others. The chov is being processed through the master. It's totally up to the master. The master is not a shliach for the Eved. The master is the person who receives the money and says, okay, look, I have money now, so I'm going to free this Eved. Hashem came when it comes to shtar, it's not processed through the master. A shtar is processed by other people receiving it, and by other people receiving that shtar, that's what triggers the release. And so, in a sense, they are acting as some kind of shliach for the Eved, in which case, shtar has to be specifically al yidei atzmo. Okay, so just to summarize what we had over here, we had two parts to Rav Meir's statement. The first part was that kesef, in order for an eved kanani to release himself, there are two ways of doing it, either through kesef or through shtar. But in the Mishnah, Rav Meir says that kesef has to be done ayde acherim, shtar has to be ayde atzmo. The Gemara makes a simple diyuk and says it sounds like kesef can be done only ayde acherim. It sounds like shtar can be done only al yidei atzmo. The question is, why should kesef only be able to be done al yidei acherim? So the Gemara explained that's because, well, number one, we are assuming that it cannot be done unless the Eved is aware, because ein chavon lo ela b'fanav, and so the Eved must be aware. So if the Eved is aware of everything going on, then why can't it be done through the Eved himself? That's because ein kinyan le'eved below rabba. Okay, so what about shtar? Why shtar ayde atzmo? Why, if the Eved is aware of what's going on, then why does the shtar have to be specifically ayde atzmo? Why can't it be ayde acher? So the Gemara explained, Abai comes along and he answers, no. You're assuming that the Eved is aware of what's going on. The Eved is not aware of what's going on. The Eved, it's completely shlomi daito. So why is it the Kesef is able to work al yidei acherim if he doesn't know what's going on? So Bai explains that's because the same way that a master is able to use Kesef to acquire the Eved bal karcho, we use Kesef in order to release the Eved. So the big question then is, so why is there any difference between shtar and Kesef? Why is it that the kesef can be used to release the eved bal karcho, but not shtar? So the Gemara explained that's because the nature of shtar and the nature of kesef are totally different. So now that was all according to Abai, though Rava explained, actually no, there's a very big difference between kesef and shtar, and that is that kesef is processed through the master. In other words, it's not that there are acherim who are shluchim for the eved. The acherim are the ones providing the money. But the fact of the matter is that the kesef is processed, the freedom is processed through the master, in that the master receives the money, and then he is willing to release, he is makna, the eved on his own accord. But not that he is actually shliach for the eved. Mashenkim, when it comes to shtar, the person receiving the shtar is the acherim. And so when the others are the ones who are receiving the shtar, that's what triggers the release. And so they are acting as a form of a shliach, and that's why it has to be ayidei atzmo.